every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANACAOAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMCMAHAFNADRA. The ERA.
No, DRA.
Oh, well, we don't speak for the ERA either.
Yeah.
ERA.
Or any of the anons.
I don't speak for Gloria Allred either.
Somebody should.
You mean besides her?
Yes.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
The solution. You know what? We need to make a soundbite that's like some like really heavy, you know, echo thing. You know, it's come in. The solution.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
What?
I almost forgot.
Why'd you forget?
It's time for a commercial break.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Welcome back.
Like your dreams were your ticket out.
He can't resist.
Welcome
Official
back.
Official eye roll.
Yeah, that same old place that we laughed about.
Though the names have all changed since. All right, never mind. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
What's
I
up?
Suppose that you're waiting to hear what's new.
What's new?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. You know, even Shelley was shocked and awed. Did you see her?
She was.
No, I was.
She was annoyed.
She was giggling.
She was just annoyed to start with.
She was giggling at our greatness of our Foley artistry.
Mexico has just celebrated its largest marijuana seizure ever at 100.
How do they celebrate?
Well, that is a good question.
Roll one up.
It was
Felipe.
134.2 tons.
Now that's a good day
that's
smoking.
That's a grip.
That's a grip. It was 15,300 packages. They managed to arrest 11 people after a shootout in which 2 people died.
Well, you know, that's enough to shoot out over.
Yes. It's quite a large bust.
Did it say what it was in? Was it in a ship?
No, big warehouse.
Ooh.
So next week they find all the arresting officers' heads on a stick somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
Congratulations, boys.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Hats off to you.
There's a cartel guy somewhere that's really mad right now. What was it, 153 tons?
134.2 tons.
Jeez.
134
tons.
Pissed.
Yeah, someone's a little miffed right now. Yeah.
That's 368.4.
He spilled his liquid.
Yeah, 368.4 pounds.
Carry the 4. Move the
no,
two.
Because a ton is 2,000 pounds. So it's never mind. Forget it. Somebody else do the math.
Mark.
2,000 pounds makes a ton.
2,000 pounds times 134.
How much was it?
134.2 tons.
Oh, so it's two times it. So it's 268.
Yeah. Tons.
0.4.
Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah.
100. It was 168.
2,680.
Yeah. Add
no,
the gumshot.
Yeah. 20,000 pounds, right? 20,680 pounds. 26,800 pounds. I don't know. It's
whatever.
A lot.
It's a lot.
Mark?
What?
It's a grip.
Somebody's pissed.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people out there right now are getting calculators going, wait a minute.
How many pounds is that?
How many joints does that make?
A grip.
In Fairfax County, Virginia, in Westfield High School, curiosity has been banned. Students are now only allowed to use approved textbooks for assignments, and they may not discuss their assignments with other students or with their parents.
With their parents? What?
They are not allowed to discuss their assignments with anybody.
I can see certain textbooks, because that kind of eliminates the whole idea of plagiarizing.
Only their textbook. No internet. No newspapers. Right. No books. No of any kind.
Right. But see, that's what I mean. See, I can sort of understand that, because that eliminates the whole cut and paste off the internet into your...
It's bullcrap, because what it does is it means the students can't learn any other points of view other than what's in that stupid textbook.
Is there any more to the story than that?
Well, the school board is investigating the
school's
new policy.
I mean, there's not a reason why.
The reason why was because the teachers didn't want the students getting misinformation. They want to control the information.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's crap.
Was
censorship.
Was the paper about the merger of AOL and Netscape to make the biggest internet company, and if you forward this 40 times, you'll get a dollar for everyone you forward it to?
What?
I was just thinking about disinformation on the internet. Not like that ever happens.
Oh, it happens all the time. But the point is that one of the things that you learn in high school is how to ferret out correct information.
You know what?
Pull the ferret out.
If I had been in high school with computers and the knowledge I have now, I would have learned quickly how to find obscure references to the subject and copy and paste my entire paper, which you wouldn't be able to do if you had to do it out of a certain textbook, because you wouldn't be able to do that.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
But I'd do that. I would have cheated like a mofo.
I think that they're we're going to end up, you know, if other high schools start doing that, we're going to end up with an entire generation of kids who can't think for themselves, who don't know how to research a subject, I mean, because they've had no research skills at all, who don't know how to debate, who don't understand that there's two sides to anything.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Who listen to state information like it's gospel.
Mark?
What?
Sorry, I got a little heated.
You had a
about
comment.
This one.
I did. I was going to say, that follows the generation of kids who already don't know how to talk to people.
Some of them do.
The devil's advocate to that would be, if you tell my kid anything about anything, not only can they research it, they'll research something too quick. You know, just because they can't use it on that paper. Most kids out there are so far advanced at us on doing things on the internet and looking up info, they'll find. I think that they're good at researching.
Do you want to breed teenagers out of existence? At least conversation by teenagers completely out of existence?
No.
Oh, because I say if you do, just grow a generation without thumbs.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to text.
No texting. Yeah, I would say that if you want to see if a kid knows how to research, find some kid that wants to learn how to make crystal meth. You think they'll be able to go find the information on it? They'll hop on the information superhighway. They'll have that. They'll get the anarchist cookbook in a second.
All right, moving on to Sweden. A professor in
Is there
Sweden,
a Svenska Flicka in this?
What?
A Svenska Flicka. Swedish
Whatever.
Girl.
Gesundheit. Well, I don't know, because we don't know who the thief was. Professor had his laptop stolen when he went to do his laundry in his apartment complex. He set his backpack down, went to put his laundry in the dryer, and came back, and his backpack was gone. It was just around, you know, right there by the door.
Now, who's the guy and
what's
missing?
He got his backpack back. The only thing that was missing was his laptop. He got all his money back, his credit cards, his wallet, everything was in there, except for his laptop. 2 weeks later, he got a memory stick in the mail that had all his data on it. And with a note that said, I'm keeping the laptop, but here's your data.
That's pretty cool.
Is that like the hero? That's like the anti-hero of the day?
Well,
I'm going to steal all your crap, but I'm going to give you the memory stick back.
A thief with a conscience.
Well, yeah, and if he's a professor, he probably has, like, student information on there and stuff.
It's probably one of his students.
Probably.
It's funny because the grading thing he got back, the Excel sheet, one of the students got A's in everything.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce, are you ready?
I don't know, am I?
In the Florida Keys.
Florida!
Carrie Larson, 46, was kayaking when something called a houndfish leapt out of the water and punctured her lung with its fishy little beak.
Ain't nothing but a houndfish.
A houndfish.
Crying all the time.
Ain't nothing but a houndfish.
It has, punctured her lungs. It's a long snake-like silverfish that has a very long, pointed snout.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
We need Fausto. We need the Bassmaster. We need the Master Baiter.
He would know which hook to use to catch it.
He would. He's probably caught one. He's probably had his lung punctured by one.
I doubt it. They're indigenous to that area, apparently.
Yeah, but he's been fishing in Florida.
What area?
Florida!
That's going to get old real quick because we got a lot of Florida stories.
Florida!
Holy crap. In Sheffield, England, Stephen Hurst.
Sheffield!
Okay, that doesn't work.
That's enough.
Stephen Hurst has spent the last 30 years in excruciating pain in his ear. Just constant earaches, constant infections.
What kind of animal is it?
Didn't know that he's been to specialists for 30 years, that they have never been able to figure out what's wrong with his ear or why it still hurts.
He finally took his pinky out of it.
No, what happened was they finally found a tooth stuck in his ear. Now, he has no teeth because he's got dentures.
He had one grow up through the canal.
Something. They don't know exactly how the tooth got there, but apparently it's been there for 30 years, and it's been causing him all that pain. They removed the tooth, and the pain is gone.
I have nothing to say on that.
That's just bizarre.
Where? Yeah, you. Mike Tyson bit him in the ear.
But if it would happen in Florida.
Florida.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Just wait till voting season comes up. Oh my God. Hanging chads. Where? Florida.
A new Michigan law creates a new class of DUI. Super drunk. Which sounds to me
awesome.
Like a superhero.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It sounds like a superhero.
Rocky drunk.
It? Super drunk. I am super drunk.
Wow.
Da 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 da. I mean, it just does. At any rate, on October 31st.
Believe it or not, I am super drunk.
On October 31st, they will now have a standard drunk. Which is 0.08
standard
blood alcohol concentration.
And
a
gin man.
Do you know how many college guys are going to be competing?
I know.
It's a new thing.
Hey, there yet?
Guys at AA meetings are like, you think I was good, man? I was super drunk. Well, you were only normal drunk.
At any rate, standard drunk is 0.08 to 0.16.
Okay.
And super drunk is 0.17 and up. Now, the fines...
It doesn't seem that super drunk.
The fines and penalties take effect on the first DUI. You don't get a second chance. There are no soft, you know, chances or second chances for DUIs in Michigan anymore.
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Exactly.
I don't think you get here, first offense, you go to jail.
Very rarely.
Lose your license.
Every time.
No, not... I've seen lots of people roaming around the club that got out of it.
No, you get out of it later, but you go to jail no matter what. You
what,
may
overnight?
Get out. Well, you still go to jail. Back in the day, man, they'd follow you home. Mark raises his hand.
The fine for a first offense is $8,000.
Woo, that's a pretty good one.
Other penalties include mandatory alcohol treatment, double jail time, and your driving is prohibited for 45 days.
Double what jail time?
It didn't say.
Double the old,
maybe the old
amount of time they gave you?
Maybe the old amount of time in Michigan. I don't know what that is.
Sweet.
Okay. Get ready. In West Palm Beach,
Florida! That's going to be hard on my throat.
Yeah. At Lion Country Safari Park.
Were the lions super drunk?
These never work out well.
No, it's always bad.
A naked woman dressed
it's already
only,
good.
Well, this is better.
She was naked under an open bathrobe.
It's okay.
Drove through the park shouting that terrorists were coming to get the animals. She then zoomed around the park, eluding police, and managed to get away.
Wow. Okay.
I got nothing. The story started out really good with the naked girl in Lion Country Safari.
Yeah.
Then you added the bathrobe, and then she just got away.
Well, it didn't say whether there were drugs or alcohol involved, but you got to assume that there's something involved.
Yeah.
There's hyenas on the side laughing.
There's nuts involved.
Nuts.
The fact that she got away from police is a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job, West Palm Beach finest.
We've got a feel-good story for our last story.
Don't touch yourself.
I thought that was going to be the feel-good story for a minute when you started talking about a naked woman around the park there.
In Sarasota.
Florida! Man.
Matthew Holly and Mark Fiasco, both 23 years old, were busted for 30 grams of marijuana found after a traffic stop. During the search, cops found one of a pair of $300 glass bongs that had been missing for 7 years in his car under all the crap.
$300 glass bongs?
$300 each.
What are they, like art glass?
Yes.
Art glass bongs.
Yes. Now, the mate to that bong had been destroyed in a drunken sex binge.
Of course.
The duo,
I don't want to know how it got destroyed in a sex binge.
The feel-good part of it is that they got their bong back, and the duo thanked the cops for finding their missing bong.
But it's been in the
car
the
whole
time.
It's been in the car the whole time.
That's the feel-good story.
Yes, because they recovered their missing bong.
Dr. Feel-Good. Ow!
What about the 30 grams of marijuana?
It didn't actually say. I mean, they got arrested for it, but so I would assume it got confiscated.
Wonder how much time they'll get compared to the guys with the 300 and some tons, or 100 and some tons.
Well, those guys are in Mexico, so those guys are going to buy their way out of it. Or like you said, everyone's going to end up dead.
Even if they buy their way out of it, everyone's going to end up dead, because we all die someday.
The judge is going to die before he even hears the case.
Are we done yet?
That's it. That's the boozy news.
Outstanding. That was
great.
Wow, it's time for a commercial break.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Casa de las Amigas. I dig them. Look at that. I dig them for Diversified Intervention Group, but I dig Casa de las Amigas. Sweet. So, Shelly.
What?
What's our topic?
Pink frickin' cloud.
Pink frickin' cloud. Mark, you ever seen anybody on a pink cloud?
Only for about 5 minutes before you thumped them.
Lately?
Yeah.
Now, because let me ask you this, and this is where I was going. The reason I was saying pink freaking cloud is because sometimes, I mean, you got to give it to people when they first get sober. They're in that euphoria of they're just getting clean, and they're like, oh, my God, there's a new way of life. At what point does that really start to become annoying?
You know what? It's really interesting. It's like the pink cloud is a great thing.
Absolutely.
And I love when I'm in meetings and you see newcomers on this pink cloud.
Yes.
However, there's a guy in a pink cloud right now that I actually have to hang around with quite a bit.
Yes.
The pink cloud is so much more annoying than I ever remember it being.
Well, you know.
Not him, the pink cloud.
Yeah. Well.
He's cool. It's cool to watch.
Yeah.
But.
Well, and I think that's the thing. It's like, you know what? When I see people on pink clouds, I'm like, good for you, because they've got that rush of new program and mm-hmm. everything's bitching and, you know.
Yep.
I lived on the roof of a club my first few weeks, and my pink cloud was maybe not as cloudy as – mine was a little more cloudy than other people's, but I'm still sort of on it sometimes.
You think?
Yeah. You know what? I was telling someone the other day, I might have, out of almost 21 years, I'll bet I've got probably close to 20 that is fairly pink cloudy, because I'm usually in a good mood. I mean, there's days – like, I'll have a couple of days where I'm really off, or maybe I've got a week where I'm really off, or actually maybe the year after I got divorced, I was not so pink frickin' cloudy. But most of the time, I'm pretty good. I wouldn't call it a pink cloud anymore, because I don't go around and talk about it.
I don't think it's a pink cloud at all.
Shelly's giving me a weird look.
I'm just having a sense of deja vu, like we've talked about this on the show before.
All over again?
Yeah.
Pink clouds?
Uh-huh. No, just you... being happy.
I feel pretty.
I don't know
pretty.
Why we would ever say that. Outstanding.
You know, the pink cloud, the newcomer pink cloud is so cool, because when you first come into this program and you're getting all this stuff thrown at you, you know,
clearly.
Don't drink and use no matter what. Go to meetings. Read the big book. Get a sponsor. Easy does it. One day at a time. Just for today. It's a good idea to be enjoying your sobriety at that time. Because if you're not enjoying it when you first walk in the door, you're not sticking around.
True.
Yeah. You know, this sucks. What do I do tomorrow? You know? Well, you live for today. Screw you.
How about you, Shelley?
I have two things. I don't necessarily think that it's true that if things suck, that the newcomer's automatically going to turn around and leave, because sometimes it sucks because they're coming off of what really sucked. And even though it sucks now, it doesn't suck as bad as it did before they got sober or clean.
True.
And also, I think that the pink cloud serves a protective purpose. Newcomers, when they're trying to absorb all that program stuff in the beginning, and, you know, their minds are spinning and their bodies are still trying to detox. And, I mean, because detox can go on for as long as a year.
Yeah, depending on what you did.
Sorry, I'm still working on my bronchitis there. The pink cloud can be kind of a little protective blanket, because they feel so good and they don't want that good feeling to end. And, you know, if they get a little squirrely or they start fiending a little bit, thinking about the fact that they feel so good now and how crappy they'll feel if they do it,
yeah,
may insulate them a little bit from the cravings. So I think it serves a purpose.
I see that. Pink cloud doesn't annoy me, but what kind of annoys me in a way, it's almost like the way the big book talks about, you know, like you're like a boy whistling in the dark. You know, it's almost like they're so happy now, and you're thinking, one of these days, that cloud's going to go. And, you know, it usually goes away in, like, one fell swoop. Like, there's one day where everything just turns to muck, and you fall from the pink cloud.
That's the day that they realize they actually have to do some work, or the pink cloud ain't going to stick around any longer.
Yeah. Well, and then pink cloud may not come back, at least in the same way.
The only downside to the pink cloud is that they feel so good that they may get celebratory and go out.
Yeah, but they would anyway.
Possibly.
Yeah, because if they're going to go, they're probably going to go.
Well, and also if they feel so good now and they're thinking, wow, this feels great, this is wonderful, I love life, everything's perfect, then they may not actually get down to the work of the program, and then something comes along to trip them up and they have no foundation.
I'm the human pin.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna pop pink bubbles.
I'm the human pin.
Sweet. Now, have you ever had reason to insulate your newcomers that you sponsor as a result? Have you ever sponsored someone where you're like, "Hey, I just want you to know, this ain't gonna last forever."
Yeah.
And let's start working on some programs so that when that pink cloud falls apart and turns to a gray, rainy cloud, you don't go out.
You know, the pink cloud is the thing that helps you mask the fear.
Yes.
So, and then once you recognize the fear.
That's a good thing to talk about, actually, with this.
The fear is really cool because the fear will keep you sober.
It does.
And then by the time the fear goes away, you better be working the steps.
Fear still keeps me sober. Because you know what? To
what?
A certain degree, my ego is such that I can't, I don't think I could come back around, at least not here. You know? And I'm too scared for that to happen. It's kind of like we talked about on a previous show about cooking with booze. It's not that I think I'm going to get drunk off cooking with booze. My fear level, I just don't want to risk it. I don't want to risk anything with my recovery. I mean, I have held on to it as long as I have that I can't imagine for any reason losing it, even if it's something stupid of my own doing. It's like I just can't imagine it. Can't do it. Why is everyone looking at me strangely? I'm speaking directly into the mic. I can't speak into it anymore.
I think we're having some level problems with you.
I see that because I'm speaking directly. Well, we'll see what happens when we hear this.
Yeah.
Let me try talking louder. Wow. Wasn't really that loud, was it?
No, that was better.
Yeah. All right. Well.
What else you got?
Shelly, what else you got on this? You have any sponsees that are on pink clouds any ever?
I don't have any sponsees right now.
Let me say it again. Ever?
Oh, ever.
Did you get any of those guys that when they first got sober, they were just like so happy to be sober they couldn't hardly stand it and wanted to tell you all the time?
No, I don't know that I had any that were really on, I mean, maybe one, but it was more of a slightly rose-colored cloud, not really totally pink.
Medium rare cloud?
Medium rare, yeah.
That's just a little pink in the center?
And I don't know that I would know what to do with that. I mean, because I never had a pink cloud because I had crap thrown at me from the beginning and it was like, I mean, I was a wreck.
If you see a pink cloud, pop it like a pimple.
Yeah, really.
Wow. Pop it like a pimple. You know, only Mark. Newcomers. I'm going to pop that pink cloud like a pimple.
No, I think it serves a purpose, but I think it can be dangerous at the same time. It's just definitely something to watch out for. It can be, it's nice to watch, but it can be annoying after a while when you're seeing the same person and they've got that same idiot grin on their face day after day after day. You're like, this has got to end at some point.
And they're explaining to me how the program works.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I got to be fair. I mean, it's great to see. And the person that I was talking about earlier, it is great to see. I'm thrilled.
Now, let me ask you this, because like you were saying, you know, and then he's telling you about recovery. He has hung out around
us,
basically people with a goodly amount of time.
Yeah.
James with 20, me with 20, you with 25, Roger with 26. Do you get the impression that his... Not that he knows everything, but that his impressions of the program are at least halfway decent.
Fake it till you make it.
But I mean, does he sound like he's on the right track, or is he just talking out the side of his neck like stuff that he has, like that doesn't even sound right?
He's sincerely talking out his ass.
Sweet. Perfect.
But sincerely. He wants it. I am clear he wants it.
you know what it is? He wants 5 years right now.
He wants 12 years
you know
right
what?
Now.
I mentioned his woman came to pick him up. And I mentioned to her, because she has a little bit of time, I said maybe she might want to come and speak at Saturday night. And she doesn't really want to do it. And Warren goes, well, how long do you have to speak? And I said, you got to have at least a year. And I prefer multiple years. I go,
he was ready to be the speaker?
Well, he was ready. He said, I, you know, if you need someone, I could do it. And I'm like, you
awesome.
Know, I appreciate your gung-ho-ness,
yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's like, here's my drug log, and then this is what happened, and I got sober, and what it's like today.
Here's what's happened the last
Thank
two
you
weeks.
For letting me share.
Yeah, here's what's happened the last 2 weeks.
Of course, I've heard people with a lot of time share like that too.
Me.
I was with you one time when you you went 38 minutes and you'd gotten to the point where you were about to get sober.
It was awesome. Awesome.
You had them falling in the aisles.
Florida.
That's going to get so old.
Shelly?
Yes?
So what are your final thoughts on the...
Hey, we still have the same jingle, don't we?
Pink.
True.
Frickin' cloud.
I think it's a marvelous idea if it's not overdone.
If it's overdone, it's not pink anymore.
It's well done.
No, then it would be rare. It would be raw.
No, that'd be rare.
If it's overdone?
If it's overdone, it would be well done.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And then you said, no, it would be rare.
It would be really, really pink.
Blood rare.
Somehow that like spun completely around on me.
Yeah.
I always thought if something was overdone, it was cooked more and it wasn't as pink.
Yeah. It just went left.
To Shelly, it just keeps getting pinker and pinker as you go. If the more overdone it is...
No, I was talking about it being... It's overdone and you said...
Well done.
Okay, well, whatever.
And you said, no, really rare.
The pink cloud is great because it gets them to meetings... Gets them to read the book, gets them teachable, all that fun stuff, because everything's like, yeah!
We saw it once, one of the best speakers we ever saw.
Oh!
How many months?
Nine.
9 months. This guy was, he was on the rosiest pink cloud I've ever seen.
And it popped and he crashed.
It burned brightly, it burned hot pink for one night. And then it went down.
Crashed. He crashed like one of those planes in the air show that's moving full speed and misjudges the ground.
Yeah. It was darn thrilling.
Yeah.
My final words on it is, you know what? I love it. I can see where it can get annoying sometimes, but bottom line is better to pink cloud than not to pink cloud. And I agree with Mark. It is a mask for fear. Yeah. Because when people first come in, but I think it's also even more than a mask for fear. I think it's also that it's like a relief factor. You get all these people that have spent all this time shucking and jiving and hiding in this, and all of a sudden, the thing that you were always secretive about is, I'm an alcoholic. I'm an addict. I don't want anyone to know. Now you're in this group of people where it's
everybody knows.
It's okay to let everyone know, and you're like, it's like so freeing. You're like, hey, I'm a dope fiend, and everyone goes, yay. Hey, it's been a couple weeks since I stole.
Yay!
It's awesome. Awesome! Florida!
Awesome.
I didn't even get an eye roll. I got the official closed eyes from Shelly, who's still battling the bronchitis. Shelly?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any friends out there? Anywhere? Could be anywhere. You pick the spot.
We have friends at intherooms.com, which is an online recovery community. You can go and put up a profile, meet people in the A of your choice, go to online chats, and you can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player, and it's all free.
Sweet.
I can afford that.
You can afford it at twice the price.
That's right.
Do we have any friends back east, Mark?
That'd be Bruce the Other White Meat, 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication and read the article, check out the ad, see what's going on in the recovery community.
Sweet. There's 12-Step Music Fest at 12stepmusic.com.
Fest.
12stepmusicfest.com. Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night's going to be there. Artie Kornfeld, the creator of Woodstock, is going to be there. Mark Lundholm. I should really make sure I'm saying his name right. Mark L. is going to be there doing some master ceremony and you know, addiction comedy stuff. It's at the Coa Campground.
A really big shoe.
Really big shoe. It should be good.
Where is that being held at?
At the Coa Campground in Key West, Florida. Wow. Wow. Shelly, do we have any email addresses?
Recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
That's awesome. Mark, do we have any videos?
No.
Sweet.
YouTube.com/easylook and YouTube.com/recovery101rule62.
Sweet. Well.
Bruce.
Yes.
What's the lead up music?
Deer in the headlights. I've got it.
See, don't you hate when that happens?
Watch this. I'm going to get the official eye roll from Shelly.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Bruce Burnett doing Amazed. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Every time you touch me, I can see how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can feel your heart, I can feel your dreams, yeah. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can feel your heart, I can see your dreams, yeah. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you, just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of by my side forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every so in love with you, just keeps getting better. Wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, oh. I'm amazed by you.